91X News.
It's 14 degrees and clear skies. I'm Steph Crozier with 91X News. Two Belleville men were arrested yesterday after Belleville police were called to a Dundas Street West residence in response to a complaint involving two hammer-carrying masked men. No injuries were reported. 25-year-old Jonathan Hill and 22-year-old Tyler Hill, both of Belleville, have each been charged with counts of break and enter, possession of a weapon for a dangerous purpose, mischief under $5,000, and wearing a disguise in the commission of an indictable offense, along with other separate charges. Both men will have bail hearings set for tomorrow. Artists say the award-winning Arts Route website in Hastings County isn't attracting many people interested in art. But as Jennifer Bowman explains, they're not blaming the website.
Robert Kohlberg Kirsted has been an artist for 30 years. He's one of the artists on the Arts Route. Kirsted says that a website hasn't done anything for his art, but he says it's the economy that's to blame.
I honestly believe that we're in a recession, and art is one of the first things to go.
Andrew Redden is the economic developer of Hastings County. Redden says they didn't expect a lot for the first year.
I think this was the sort of the start. We're not expecting massive results, but we wanted to get it going and off the ground, and it'll pick up over time.
Many artists like Saga Sabin, a Plainfield artist, are hanging in there to see what next year brings.
I'd like to see how it goes, you know, at least for another year to see if it's going to be a success or not.
The artists from the Arts Route will meet later in November to see where the program will go next year. Jennifer Bowman, 91X News, Hastings County.
Quinty West OPP dealt with a domestic dispute on Friday, arresting and charging 37-year-old Trenton woman with two counts of assault, uttering threats to cause death or bodily harm, and assaulting a police officer. The woman was held on bail and will be in Belleville court today. There has been an update on the trial of Dr. Conrad Murray. Murray is charged with the murder of Michael Jackson and has been on trial for the past couple weeks. Today, the jury announced that they have come to a verdict. The announcement will be made after 4 o'clock today. A U.S. federal judge says requirements for graphic images on cigarette packages goes too far. Reporter Vic Ratner is in Washington.
Graphic images of a smoker's diseased lungs and a dead smoker that was supposed to be on cigarette packs starting next year are now on hold. A federal judge blocked the requirement from going into effect. A lawsuit by tobacco companies claims the new rules violate the company's First Amendment free speech rights.
My apologies. Here in Canada, Ottawa has ordered tobacco companies to put graphic new labeling on cigarette packages by March to show the dangers of smoking. That's 91X News to 302. Here's Jose DeBarros with sports.
In the OHL, there was only one game today. The Kingston Frontenacs played the Ottawa 67s in a rare morning game. The game was played early as part of a school day promotion that saw the Civic Center packed with almost 10,000 area students. The 67s defense seemed to have stayed in bed as the Frontenacs won 7-4. Kingston center Ryan Spooner scored a shorthanded goal and two assists to lead the Frontenacs. The Belleville Bearcats Midget AA women's hockey team will host the Chinese national women's team tomorrow night at the Yardman Arena. Team China is on a tour of Ontario to play a series of exhibition games in order to prepare for the season and for the Olympics. Lisa Neal is vice president of rep teams for the Belleville District Girls Minor Hockey Association. She says it'll be a different experience for the girls.
They're pretty excited. It's going to be a little bit different for them because they're used to playing three periods that are like, I think it's 12, 15, 15 that they're used to playing, and now they're going to be playing three 20-minute periods on Olympic ice, so it's going to be tiring.
Doors will open at 6, and puck drop will be at 9. There are two games in the NHL tonight at either end of North America. On the East Coast, the Islanders visit the Stanley Cup champion Boston Bruins at 7, while in the West, a battle of two California teams is set for 10:30. With the San Jose Sharks going up against the Los Angeles Kings. Tonight's Monday Night Football game puts together two of the NFL's historic teams. The 3-4 Philadelphia Eagles and the 4-3 Chicago Bears play at Lincoln Financial Field tonight at 8:30. The last time these two teams met, Chicago beat Philadelphia 31-26 at Soldier Field last November. That's sports. Here's Stephanie Crozier with 91X Weather.
Today, a mix of sun and cloud, high in 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, fog patches developing overnight, low plus 4. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and cloud, fog patches dissipating in the morning, high 12. Right now, it's 14 degrees. I'm Steph Crozier with Jose DeBarros. 901X News on the air and online at 901X.fm. News is next at 4 o'clock.
91X is CJLX 91.3.